The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Yeah, so that's why.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. So does that mean I get to open the card now?
Yes, you get to open the card now.
So
that you've pre-opened.
I pre-opened it because I didn't want to be like anybody else we know, Big Fanny, who's not prepared. Anyway, is this...
It's really... I don't know why you were waiting to open this card up.
The front has a woman...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Not prepared.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2645 of the BFO of our right, the 16th of March 2018, yo. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got my cab to open. Big Fatty like turnip head. Oh, Lord be gory. Big Fatty, hi. Everyone, I hope you have a right day. It's going well, y'all. It is St. Patty's weekend. It's coming up tomorrow. It's the day of the year that everybody is Irish. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, you know the custom is, at least the custom that Big Fatty knows, is that you're supposed to wear green on St. Patty's Day. And if you don't wear green, then you're supposed to pinch. You're supposed to pinch the person. Big Fatty, I don't recall you ever wearing green. Oh, is that because you like to get pinched? Big Fatty, I always thought it was Irish potatoes and the corned beef and carrots. I wonder if the old gal remembered to get a corned beef this year. Well, I don't know. I hope she wears green. Big Fatty, imagine pinching that. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know I had that can from the Robs that came in a green envelope. Y'all, I thought it might just be a St. Patty's Day card. So, y'all, I'm going to just go ahead and open it now. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Well, no, I open my cards on the little show, unlike some people who pre-open them, evidently. Big Fatty Volga! Y'all, it's a leprechaun. Big Fatty, he's vulgar. It's a leprechaun, and y'all, he's showing his ass. Big Fatty, he's dropped his pants, and he's showing a full moon. Big Fatty, looks like somebody pinched him on the bohonka. It does. And y'all, you open it up, and it says, top of the moon into you. Big Fatty, that's a good one. It says, Big Fatty, and put on Big Fatty, it's for me, too. It says, Happy St. Patty's Day to you both. Love, Rob and Rob. Well, Rob and Rob, thank you so much for the lovely St. Patty's Day can. And y'all, I'm going to put a picture. I'm going to put a picture of that up on the BFO at noon. At noon today. And along with the book, the Hollywood Squares book, and that postcard from Hendrick that I got last week. I'll put a picture of all that up on the BFO at noon today. So head on over there and take a look at it. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's coming.
Oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Sam, this is so...
Not that, anything but that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't miss the return of
Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's right. All next week is Shot Week. We'll be having stories of folks telling their shot stories on their little shows. But, y'all, you need to call in. You need to call the voice letter line and tell Big Fatty your shot story, and we'll be happy to include it next week. Yes, Big Fatty, now. Yeah, I guess it now, y'all. That's music you'll hear this weekend a lot, cause y'all, it's the big dance. It's the sports ball tournament, the basketball tournament, the big dance they call it. And y'all, there are 64 teams that'll be playing games this weekend, and they'll go from 68 on Tuesday down to the Sweet 16 by the end of this weekend in the basketball tournament. So, y'all, I hope you enjoy it as much as me and Mean King. Yes, Big Freddy?
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
I'm pretty sure by now I've won the public service announcement contest, but, this is a public service announcement. I was just over in the Minneapolis areas, and I don't have a Trader Joe's in my neighborhood. However, I saw a sign that said Trader Joe's and slammed the brakes and turned into the parking lot and went in, and then just stumbled upon apple butter and needed to find out what all the craze was. So anyway, I got some, and I just tasted it on my way home. I was going to save it until Easter, but I'm driving by myself, ready to fall asleep, so I thought, well, I'll taste this. So public service announcement is that my opinion of the apple butter is it tastes like those cookies that are in the shape of peanuts, but it doesn't really taste like the cookie if you just bit into the cookie. It tastes to me like what the cookie tastes like if you suck on it until it's completely soggy and then roll it around in your mouth. So I'm not really for it or against it, and I can't wait to get home so that I can, because now I have like this greasy film at the roof of my mouth, and I don't really have anything to rinse my mouth with right now, but I'm about 28 miles from home, so I'll be okay. That's my public service announcement on, what's it called, cookie butter? Butter cookie?
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and y'all, she's in Billy Big Rig. Yes, Big Fatty, and Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Miss Bacon, you kind of got tongue-tied there. You called it apple butter. Big Fatty, the apple butter is very different than cookie butter. It's true. But I think she was talking about the cookery butter. Big Fatty's never had the cookery butter. It sounds to me like that I shouldn't be in any hurry to have it. But Anyway, Miss Bacon, I'm glad you, you know, you probably would have enjoyed apple butter, even better. Big fatty butter, better butter from apple, big fatty, and now I'm tongue tied. I feel like Aunt Clara.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that? Oh.
Reenactment number 36.8. What are you going to say if they ask you if why this is your first job?
Because before, my parents traveled a lot, so, them traveling kind of stopped me.
And now you're at an age where you can stay home alone?
Yeah, before I was a latchkey kid.
What do you mean?
I spent my whole life in hotels. Actually, this is the first time I've been out of a hotel. I actually just spent my whole weekend in a hotel. So, okay. It's a new environment.
You might want to fix that up before you go to your interview in 45 minutes.
Dear Gussie, you know that, of course. You're big, Fanny. We still don't have a bumper for Bacon Theater. It's true. Yo, Theater of the Mind. Theater of the Mind. Big, Fanny. In your case, Theater of the No Mind. Oh, Big Fanny, you're tooting still from that cone beef. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits. And Miss Bacon, thank you again for the call. Always lovely to have a reenactment on Bacon Family Theater. Evidently, Bacon Bits is applying for work. She's being released from the plantation. She's becoming a lady of the world, a contributing member of society. Big Fatty, I'd like you is about to stop being Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. You know, Miss Bacon, I don't think we've got any short story. Maybe you could do a reenactment of one of your short stories, Big Fatty, for short week next week, Bacon Family Theater. But that would just be lovely. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear. So Sean goes into a confessional box and says, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I have been with a loose woman." The priest says, "Is that you, Sean?" "Yes, Father, it's me." "Who was this woman that you were with?" I cannot tell you. I do not wish to sully her reputation," the priest asks. "Was it Brenda O'Malley?" "No, Father," says Sean. "Was it Fiona MacDonald?" "No, Father." "Was it Anne Brown?" "No, Father, I cannot tell you." The priest says, "I admire your perseverance, but you must atone for your sins. Your penance will be 5 Our Fathers and 4 Hail Marys." Sean goes back to his pew, and his buddy Mike slides over and asks, "What happened?" Sean replies, "I got 5 Our Fathers, 4 Hail Marys, and 3 good leads." Have a good day.
Damn, because it being ready, that was a good one. Y'all, that, of course, is Jimmy Bear with a full right kerfuffle for us. And Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for that. It's always lovely when we have a full right kerfuffle from you. Y'all, by the way, Sam in the Hinterlands has sent me a couple of good ones. She says, "What does a snake major in college?" And Big Fatty, I don't know. What does a snake major in college? History, Big Fatty. And what was the other one that she sent me? Big Fatty, we don't know. Well, let me go get my cellular telephonic device. I'll be right back. Fanny, that was magical. It cut off quick, but it was magical. Y'all, here's the other one. She says, what do you call a sleeping triceratops? Big Fanny, I don't know. What do you call a sleeping triceratops? A dino snore. Big Fanny, she ain't right. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, a couple of things I have received. I have received my federal income tax refund, and I'm delighted to have that. So I'll probably get my state refund while I'm over in Atlanta. By the way, full disclosure, I am recording today's little show ahead of time that I didn't have to take a micro hoist and all that stuff over to the Hara Hotel and all that kind of stuff. So y'all, I really would appreciate if you've got some short stories to tell, call them in. It's just, y'all, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. No, Big Fanny, everybody does it. In fact, I need to call the old gal. I don't have a single short story from the old gal. Big Fanny, maybe you can dig something. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about, y'all, I got a letter. I got a letter in the little mailbox, and y'all, it's for my 40th college reunion. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. It's gonna be in November. Y'all, here they've got the events planned. They're having a Thursday night. Let's get the party started. Icebreaker cocktail party. They're having a golf tournament, a spouse event on Friday, Friday night homecoming party, a football tailgate party on Saturday, football game, and then Saturday night, the post-game reception. Y'all, they're wanting a deposit of $200. By May the 1st. That won't be the final price. And that doesn't include the golf tournament, the spouse event, the party Friday night, or the football tickets. So I guess the $200 to start with is the Thursday night party and the tailgate party. And the Saturday night post-game reception. Big Fanny, that seems like a lot for $200. Well, I guess so. Anyway, y'all, I think, you know, I hadn't been to one of my college reunions in many, many years. Big Fanny, and you'll be retired, so you've got no excuse. Well, other than I'll be like Granny. I'll be on a fixed income. Big Fanny, paying with that money you got from the tax refund before you spend it on something else. Well, you know, that's actually not a bad idea. Thank you, Big Fanny. I'm here to serve. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely St. Patty's Day weekend. Yes, Big Fanny, watch out for those cow patties. You know, they're green. And you find a leprechaun or a pot of gold or Big Fanny, just a green meal or something like that. And y'all, I'll be over in Atlanta. In fact, I'm there right now. And I'll be coming back on Tuesday. And Shart Week starts on Monday, so get ready for that. Y'all will also have some information about Shart Week t-shirts. And Turnipin, are you heading up Shart Week t-shirt?
Not prepared.
Oh, I'm not prepared. Okay, well, you get prepared. We'll tell them next week.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.